Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. You do have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, as per usual. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. There's Zach Wolchuk. Eric Chiafalo has the day off. It's time now to get you the NFL news of the day. And for a full report on that, here's Zach.
Thank you very much, General. We got some Cowboys news for you. They've made three signings today. If you missed it, it started earlier this morning as they agreed to a one-year deal with offensive lineman Chume Adoga. He played in just two games last year with the Falcons after a three-year run with the Jets, where he started 12 of 24 games. Now, this is a guy who's got some versatility for you. He can play tackle or play guard. So with the loss of Connor McGovern, he now gives the Cowboys a little bit more flexibility. And, you know, I think now, one, he's a backup plan, but he also is one of those guys, as Brian, you were talking about, you know, you talk about preseason games, and if the Cowboys take one of these quarterbacks, which we've heard maybe they would in the middle rounds,
sure,
it can provide some solid veteran depth for you to play in those.
Well, the thing about it is, if you know, if you look at these quarterbacks, and you know, even Will Greer, you know, you're trying to evaluate young running backs, young offensive line, young quarterback, young wide receivers. You're trying to evaluate, and if you have veteran players at certain spots, like on your offensive line, you can evaluate, because not every play is a fire drill where it's like quarterback drops back and he's running around because nobody can block. So if you have veteran guys in games late, it really does help with your evaluation, not only the quarterback, but the other positions I just mentioned.
And you know, the Cowboys were interested in trading for him last year. He's one of the names that we mentioned when Tyron went down due to injury. And, you know, I also think that it's very possible the Cowboys could like one of these guards. Maybe it is Steve Avila out of TCU.
Yeah, that seems like the logical one right now.
Right, or there might be somebody else that they end up taking. Maybe it's at 26, maybe it's in the second round. But I don't know if that could end up being your plug-and-play starter at left guard, and they do keep Tyler at left tackle. I think that that's something where initially, when they restructured Tyron, I just assumed, well, that means he's going to start for you at left tackle. I think Tyron and the Cowboys now, maybe you're onto something there, Brian, where he could fill more of a Jason Peters-like role, Tyron Smith.
Yeah, the money is where it is now. Now, he's not going to, if he has to play, that's where the money gets better for him, because there's a certain percentage. Todd Archer, again, I mentioned, he does a great job with all this cap stuff. He broke down Tyron Smith's contract, and it's really built on playing.
Performance incentives.
So if, you know, if all of a sudden he has to play, then you're going to see him make more money. But I think that now, I don't think they, initially I thought, well, they'll just plug Tyron Smith back at left tackle and away we go. I think they really don't want to do that. I think they want Tyler Smith to play left tackle.
They're getting real. How well Tyler played.
Yeah, they're getting real about, you know, with the risk that they put into injuries and the holding of their breath that a guy is going to stay healthy. They're getting real about how good of a roster that they need and how you can't risk key spots like left tackle. So I expect them to continue to reinforce those spots and add quality.
We also had the Cowboys signing Ronald Jones, Rojo, McKinney North product, who was taken by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the second round a few years ago. Had a really good year in 2020 for the Bucs. Last year was with Kansas City. Had his best year, as I mentioned, in 2020, just under 1,000 yards, rushing 7 touchdowns. Only played 6 games for the Chiefs. So that's a new insurance depth piece there at running back for the Cowboys, and they just brought back a little, just a few moments ago, we broke this during Krusty's Corner, but they are bringing back Dante Fowler Jr. on a one-year deal as well. So now you've got Tank back, you've got Dorrance Armstrong, Fowler, Sam Williams, everyone that made you so excited about that Cowboys pass rush, they're running it back for at least one more year.
There's a very clear order to how free agency goes as far as the top guys, the middle guys, and now we're in the end of it. So there might be a few more budget additions, but if anything of significance comes at this point, it's likely going to be in the trade market.
Yeah.
We can read those tea leaves and finalize the Cowboys are just about done here, Brian.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. We've only got like one, maybe two more weeks of pro days. And once those pro days are over, you're going to see teams stop worrying about free agency and start worrying about building boards.
The news of the day in terms of the National Football League, how about Magic Johnson is getting into the bidding war for the Washington Commanders as he's going to join Josh Harris. And reportedly they're going to put a bid in together to purchase the Commanders. And we heard last week, you know, this might be one where you've got Dan Snyder and his wife. They're cleaning out the facilities. Maybe this ends up happening where the sale is complete. So Josh Harris, if you're unsure of who he is, he's the co-owner of the New Jersey Devils. He is a billionaire. Of course, you know Magic Johnson, who he is, and he's done stuff with the Dodgers as well in Major League Baseball.
Is he still with the Dodgers?
No, not anymore.
That was years ago.
Not anymore. He got
now
out
he's
of all
Starbucks,
that.
He movie did. Theaters, real estate.
Had a minority stake. I think he put $50 million in to own that minority stake.
Well, I was wondering, too, because I think he's with the soccer team, LAFC.
Oh, the LA Galaxy?
Galaxy or FC.
There's two in there, you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if he completely gave up all his sports interests.
He's been one of the most likable guys. Even though he was a Laker, I always liked him. And he's just joining a putrid sports brand. Maybe he can revive it, but like it hurts my sports heart to see him go to such a strong Cowboys rival.
I know, it ticks me off because he adds just a little bit of legitimacy. Because it's Magic Johnson, so you kind of take them a little bit more seriously.
I'm going to be real honest with you guys. If I had billions of dollars, there's no other sports franchise, no other sports that I would think about other than the NFL. That's just a moneymaker right there.
It is.
That is the way it is, the way it's set up. You cannot fail at that.
For now.
You think the television things are going to change for these guys?
Well, we saw the tide start to turn on that with the Bally's going bankrupt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
there's a bubble. There's a bubble going on right now with NFL values.
Okay, this is what's happening over at ESPN. Reading about that. 7,000 jobs, saving $5 billion. Yeah. They would rather cut 7,000 jobs and try and save $5 billion to keep NFL games on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, that
shows you it was not a wise business model when they got all horny about the rights 5 years ago. It's not going well. They're firing people and going bankrupt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not wise, but they're doing what they have to do so they can keep it.
NFL has priority, right? But it's not like it's a Teflon industry. You're starting to see cracks, and sometimes a contagion gets in a chain of money and economy, and the next thing you know, other people are hurting in big ways as well.
I think what's going to happen is if we get Thursday night football and then all of a sudden the Amazons and those people that are spending billions of dollars, and all of a sudden they say, you know what, this isn't for us anymore.
Yeah,
this isn't what we want to do.
I wonder if that paid off for Amazon last year.
I don't think it did.
I don't think it did either.
You know, the league has got to figure out though about these partners. Yeah, I mean Fox and CBS and they've been longtime partners, but you better give some of these other streaming platforms some better games.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to have those billions of dollars.
Well, I think they're looking into, the possibility of opening up the flex. You know, that the flex games, like we talked about, with Sunday Night Football, they've done that the back half of the season. I think they're looking at potentially doing that for Monday Night Football, where you have a bunch of stinkers, and maybe it'll end up happening for Thursday Night Football as well. You know, it's probably a pain in the butt logistically for a lot of these teams, but, they put in that rule where I think it's like 2 weeks. You've got to know 2 weeks ahead of time if you're going to get flexed. So that might be something that ends up helping solve that issue without having good matchups.
Yeah, I could see that happening. But this whole model was built on the bundle idea where you would pay $200 a month and get everything, including your NFL Network and ESPN and stuff like that. And over the last 5 years, people have detached from that, and now they're like, well, I'll just have Hulu and maybe Disney. right? So now your non-sports fans aren't subsidizing the sports on TV.
Yeah.
And the result of that is less revenue for the sports networks that they thought, you know, was going to be all flowing in on marketing dollars and rights.
Do you feel like that if the NFL just went to all streaming, that people people would not pay for it?
I think they would, but you'd get less eyeballs that are also watching it because it's a hot game, right? Mm-hmm. You will get football hardcore people that are buying that, but casual observers and casual sports fans who might stop on that channel won't be part of your ratings anymore. It'll only be your core audience that is signing up for that on a monthly subscription.
According to ESPN, we might have a team that is interested in Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. Stephen Holder, who covers the Colts, said that Indianapolis did not rule out having discussions with Jackson, according to a team source. However, the club has not taken any substantive steps regarding Jackson, and it is unclear whether they will do so. But they're the one team right now where it seems like maybe the door's open for them to at least talk with Lamar Jackson. The Indianapolis Colts. It's been very, very quiet otherwise. Nobody else has really stepped up to the plate because I don't think they want to do the negotiating for the Baltimore Ravens, really. And the Ravens are expected to just match whatever offer another team puts out for Lamar. But the Colts could be a fun one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when they're healthy, a great offensive line. You know,
and Shane Steichen, who's their new head coach, and what he did with Jalen Hurts last year in that offense.
Pretty close to Louisville, Kentucky. You know, I think there's a lot of things that get interesting there with Lamar Jackson and the Colts. I'm just fascinated more teams aren't, you know, quarterback needy and throwing their you know, participation in for that one.
Could it be because of the contract demands? Maybe he doesn't want all the money guaranteed and all that, but that's the perception, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, that's the beginning of the negotiation. I would still be wanting to call and say, hey, we can't give you that, but how about this? And we're not even hearing about that.
Right. Yeah. Now you have Austin Eckler, and the report was the beginning of free agency, he requested a trade. The Chargers gave him permission to do so. He was talking on the Green Light with Chris Long, his podcast, and man, Austin Eckler opening up about this offseason and where things are at for him.
I feel like there's no timeline on it. Like, look, man, like I'm so underpaid right now as far as my contract and what I contribute to the team. It's like I am relentlessly pursuing this. Like, I want to get something long-term done. I want a team that wants me long-term.
Yeah.
Right? Because, look, I'm at the peak of my game, right? Like, I'm going to score you another 20 touchdowns. As long as I'm healthy, I'm going to score you 20 touchdowns. I'm going to have, you know, another 1,600 all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting half my value of what I could be getting.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like I am relentlessly pursuing someone who wants me.
Relentless pursuit for Austin Eckler. And I feel for him, right? Because we've seen the running back market. It's just not out there this offseason. Austin Eckler, a hell of a football player. The key word there used is if healthy, right? And that's been the knock on him. He's a smaller back. Last year, he stayed healthy. When he is, he's one of the most electrifying offensive weapons, period, in the sport. But the health issue and the running back market right now is just not dictating a big payday.
Do you think he's seen what Kellen Moore did with these backs and is kind of having some regret, or do you think he's happy about it?
Well, I think
I know he's not happy about his money.
I don't think he would be unhappy seeing how successful Tony Pollard was.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah,
I don't think it's a bad offense for him.
No,
it's been a really good management by the team to not tax him too much. And he's had six good productive years now. It's just sad. You know, I think running backs should be immune from the franchise tag, and I think they should be free agents 2 years into their career. You cannot hold these guys hostage for 5 years and use their body up. It's not like every other position. By the time he's 27, which he is, it's a horrible investment to do a multi-year deal with Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
And he might get you 20 touchdowns this coming up year, and maybe even a year after that. But it's just so unreliable as far as the history. It should be really stopping and coming to a very abrupt halt, just like David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, and Le'Veon Bell, and everybody else that's come before him, other than like Frank Gore and Derrick Henry.
The Raiders did end up signing O.J. Howard, former first-round pick of the Bucs a few years ago out of Alabama, so he's going to step in, replace the absence of Darren Waller within their offense. We've got Rumoruski's heating up for DeAndre Hopkins. This is apparently multiple teams are interested as they're calling the Cardinals to talk about a trade. And the Patriots were one of the teams that was reported as calling and talking with DeAndre Hopkins. Now today, Devin McCourty, who's recently retired, was talking about the dysfunction within their locker room last year. And he basically said there was a massive divide in the amongst the team between who they wanted to start, Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe. And I don't think this is looking good for Mac Jones in the future there.
No, that's horrible. He's done.
New England. Dante Hightower retired, their longtime linebacker there in New England today as well. And you also had the Bills signing ex-Patriot running back Damian Harris a day after Devin Singletary left and signed elsewhere. So Damian Harris now will join the Bills backfield. So there's some NFL news of the day for you here in the early 3 o'clock hour.
Okay, we do have a lot of smaller Cowboys things going on. We'll have more on that a little bit later on in the show. Bobby Carella, Mavs.com, is coming up at 4 o'clock. College football news. The G-Bag Nation presents You Make the Call. Does Nick Saban look like a bit of a hypocrite here for going after his basketball coach? That's next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a good one. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com, buy two, get two free. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck, so companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Franklin. Frankel consultation's always free at truckwreck.com. Have an NFL draft big board report coming up at 3:40. We'll take a look at what some of the top mock drafters are doing with the Cowboys at number 26. And at 6 o'clock, if you like draft, we're going to do an NFL draft G-Bag Ask Us Anything. And when we do that, you know, you can ask all the draft questions you want, but you can also ask the G-Bag Nation about anything that you're interested in. Okay, so that Ask Us Anything is coming up at 6 o'clock here on The Fan. You never know what kind of subject matter is going to start flying at that point. 940 wants to know, is there still a chance Zeke could sign a one-year deal for a bare minimum salary? I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up somewhere. You know, I think, you know, Atlanta signed Todd Gurley after he was clearly done with bad arthritis in the knee because he was from Georgia, and the fan base went crazy to get Todd Gurley. Maybe Zeke signs with the Browns. Maybe he signs with the Bengals in the state of Ohio, or maybe you know, there's another situation that makes sense because he is such a star.
Tampa.
But I don't think any GM or scouting department would look at his tape and be like, this guy can help us. He's just so slow.
He needs to hurry up.
Yeah.
He really does, because what's going to happen, like these teams, I mentioned this, they're going to come back from being on the road, and they're going to have these meetings, and they're going to start setting the boards, and they're going to look at this running back group, and they're going to say, wow, there's 15 guys up there we'd love to have that aren't going to cost us even bare minimum money, you know, that are probably, you know, that we can use young guys, like you talk about, you know, use them up, move on to the next guy. So if I was Zeke, I would try and get in on the first opportunity you can, because there's going to be a point in time where these guys aren't going to care anymore about free agency.
Okay, so we'll have an eye on that as free agency. Kind of wrapping up for the Cowboys, there is a number of smaller items of business, and they're kind of developing, so we're resetting them quite often just quickly. Dante Fowler is back. He gets a one-year deal. Brandon Cooks was restructured yesterday. That frees up six. Ronald Jones, the running back, and the offensive lineman from the Jets, who is kind of like a versatile backup but not really good in any spot, is on board now as well.
They also signed Rico Dowdell, didn't they?
Oh, that's
they
right.
Did. Yeah. They did. They brought back Rico Dowdell earlier today. And it's funny, Rico I don't want to say great, but a good player.
Yeah.
I think they like Rico a lot.
He banged up a little bit, right? Got hurt in camp.
And I think they like him more than Malik Davis. That's the issue. Like, Rico just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. Mm. I asked one of my guys around the league, one of my gang of sevens, because I didn't want to, the Cowboys won't tell me this. I asked them about, you know, if they heard anything about Hankins, and they kind of got the word, and again, another gang of seven guy, that he's kind of taking his time on this sign of thing.
Okay. Might be dragging this out.
Yeah, he's dragging his feet on this.
I don't mind that. Yeah.
So you know,
I don't want to go to training camp either.
Like I said, the Cowboys, they wouldn't tell me that. I mean, you know, if they were, I'd be like, hey, what's the deal with Hankins? So I just called another guy and I said, hey, have you heard anything on Hankins? He says, I'm hearing that the guy's dragging his feet.
Well, they're trying to find one. Maybe they'll take another shot in the draft. You know, Bohanna didn't work. Ridgeway didn't work. They had to go to Hankins. Let's draft one and have a cheap, big run stopper for 4 years on his rookie contract. I think that'd be the best thing. And if it doesn't work and you're back in camp, maybe that's when Hankins will want to join a team. You know, skip
the
out
other
the first
name
couple.
That I'd look at if Hankins doesn't work out in free agency, if you didn't want to go with the draft, and Brian and I can help you with that at 6 o'clock if you want to ask us about that. But maybe A'shaun Robinson, who has some Texas ties, was with the Lions and was with the Rams most recently. But that's a big boy that can provide, you know, a similar type of play style that Hankins does. A
lot of power. Yeah. Okay. I think I'd kick this guy off the team if I was Nick Saban. I just can't deal with this bad of decision making at Bama. You know, we have options. The transfer portal is there. This kid's just a freshman. Maybe you want to stay with him because he is so young and you're like, listen, it was a mistake, but
he's a five-star recruit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd still let him go.
Yeah, he's five-star.
Defensive back Tony Mitchell was doing 78 and a 55. Not that bad of an idea. Mm. While smoking cannabis.
Oh.
That's when it starts to get bad. With a firearm in the vehicle. And then did 144 mile per hour to flee police before being arrested. That's hitting the trifecta plus one of horrible decisions. 18, 19 years old, five-star recruit. I think this kid needs some counseling. Brian, you talked me into it.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad mistake. It was one night. The kids learned from it, you know. We're not fully grown adults, even though legally we are, you know. But Nick Saban said he has been suspended from the team and all activities. So he's definitely not taking it lightly. But I don't know. This situation, if it's not a kick out, I don't know what it is. And it's kind of going soft, if you ask me, which I find to be awesome, because Nick Saban, who says he's sending a strong message here, is taking shots at the basketball coach at Bama, Nate Oates,
yeah.
Who said his player, who had brought the gun to the murder scene of the player Darius Miles, was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Saban says there's no such thing as being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you have to be responsible about who you're with and who you're around, what you do and who you associate yourself with, along with the situations. And that's the way I see it, you know? Like, wrong place, wrong time is like some other people were messing up bad, and I happened to witness it. And You know, maybe I got involved in my fleeing of the scene in some way that the authorities have questions about. That's wrong place at the wrong time. This is just some horrible decision making that they're probably going to look the other way on because he's a 5-star, Brian.
Yeah, that's the I don't know about look the other way, but there's certain levels of with these. And yeah, the kid made a bunch of some terrible decisions along the way. You know, and fortunately that he didn't, you know, there wasn't an accident or something like that involved where then it would have been even worse.
Yeah.
144 is going to be hard to survive.
Yeah. Exactly. So
yeah, you'd hate for that to define anyone, right, at that age.
I think Nick and Coach Oates probably need to have a talk, you know, about the situation, you know, about
what the hell's going on
there. Yeah, like, hey, Coach, did you just kind of take a shot at me today? And, no, Coach, I've been here. And if you notice all these statues out front of this stadium, I've won quite a few national championships here. So you might want to kind of mind your program a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know, I know, hey, I have some issues over here.
If I'm Coach, I'm saying winning doesn't excuse you from being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking shots at me for being soft. What's this?
Stop messing around.
This four things? I mean, Wolchuk makes a good point. I'm not trying to define him for the rest of his life.
100%.
I'm just saying we have to have standards.
Right.
And I can't have the next group of freshmen going, oh, look what you get to do. And if you're a 5 or maybe even a 4, it's fine.
And a kid that talented, I'm sure, if Alabama decided, hey, we're moving on, he'd get an opportunity elsewhere.
And that's LSU.
And that's the thing. Like, Alabama's probably got other 5-stars in the pipeline.
Just go right over to LSU there.
You probably don't want to see him in the conference. That's a good point. Yeah. Speaking of the SEC, Cam Newton's throwing at Auburn's Pro Day.
That's good.
I posted a video asking how do these randoms keep getting jobs. He is 34 years old now, says there is not 32 quarterbacks better than him still. The last time he played was 2020 for the Patriots. Won his first start. New England finished 7-8, and he had 8 touchdowns and 10 interceptions that year. Then the following year, he lost the job to Mac Jones. I don't know if Cam's good, good enough to get it done, but I can't wait to see what the day looked like today with that ball in the air.
I think that the NFL's moved on from Cam, and you went 0-5 2 years ago when he had to start for the Panthers. Mm-hmm. I want Cam to move into TV because I think he's incredibly entertaining, super charismatic. Very engaging. I think he would absolutely crush it when he decides to move on and just go do broadcasting or whatever he wants to do. I think he could be, like we've seen Vernon Davis be a host of other shows. Yeah. Like kind of we talked about Nick Cannon earlier. I think Cam Newton's got that kind of talent in him.
Yeah, he's an incredible talker, and his energy and charisma is, you know, second to none. Yes, Lucius, I would say Cam Newton's a good-looking guy, and that counts on TV big time.
Beautiful smile.
So maybe that's what time it is for Cam Newton, but if I need a backup quarterback right now, I want to go to Cam. Like, Cam's an MVP, played in a Super Bowl. I just think he's not good if the legs aren't there, and those injuries that he had 4 or 5 years ago really changed things for him.
I disagree. He'd probably be an upgrade for the majority of the league as a backup. Is that where he's at? Because he's talking about 32 guys being better than me. It sounds like he's trying to start.
Hey, how about that business decision he made in the Super Bowl? That doesn't affect you somehow?
Yeah, it should a little bit.
This is a business decision in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was questionable. You
all he had to do was dive on the ball.
Yeah.
I don't want to get hurt.
That was bad.
I got plans for after this game.
He's got a fashion
dress fly
thing
and go somewhere,
too.
Man.
Yeah. Okay, what's your guy Emmitt Smith doing? Did you guys talk about this last week?
Was it negative? Then no, we didn't talk about it.
Social media post. This is amazing to me. No disrespect to Malik Davis. Our starting running back is gone. His backup has a broken leg. The NFL stands for not for long.
Yeah.
Talking about the departure of Ezekiel Elliott. Thank you, Zeke, for giving everything you have, including playing injured. This is why the NFL stands for not for long. Everybody else, go get your money because they have no love for you. I think those things are true. But Zeke's career was actually longer than the average running back. If you make it 7 years, you were special. It's not like, you know, when Emmitt played and you could go for under 4 yards a carry for, you know, 5-6 consecutive years and they'd
what
be okay
you
with
doing
you, Wolchuk.
Over there, okay? Just cranking out 1,000-yard seasons. That's all he was doing.
You know, Emmitt Smith is going after the Cowboys again. Like, they did something wrong
here. Well, he's
going
to defend Zeke, right? He's going to defend the running back, and he's probably seeing how devalued the position's gotten.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's just defending a fellow, you know, NFL brother and position mate there, but I don't agree with what he's saying because I think the Cowboys, they doubled down on Zeke, and Zeke had a great career here, but it was time to move on for both sides.
He did. Salute to Zeke. Okay, Dante Hightower has announced his retirement. 11-year great career. He won 9 years, and he won 3 Super Bowls. Said in the Players Tribune, "I'm officially retiring. I know these announcements always feel bittersweet, but I can't think of a better story than the one I wrote in New England. 3 Super Bowls, 2 Pro Bowls, and the birth of my son, all playing for one franchise. How many guys have a story like that? Pretty special for a Southern kid from Lewisburg, Tennessee." Yeah. Mark Murphy, Packers president, getting ready to say goodbye to Aaron Rodgers.
He's
but
another
said,
guy that looks like cheese.
Yeah. He says he's sworn to secrecy regarding Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if there's an NDA going on, but we can't get any good information right now about Aaron Rodgers
because
everybody's
Aaron
on the
get
hush.
Mad.
Yeah.
Lose my
mad.
Number, bro. Nice try. Yeah.
I can't believe you guys are speculating on me.
What the hell? You
what
don't
I
know
would do.
Nothing.
Stick to the facts. Hey, we got to run, Nation, but when we come back, it is time for an NFL Draft Big Board Report. Post-free agent week one, mock drafts are popping up right and left. Who are we getting now? We'll tell you next year on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL draft fast approaching. What are we now? Just over a month away, Brian?
Yeah.
April 29th or
yeah,
May 1st 20, or something?
What is it? 28th, 29th?
Sounds good.
7/28. Yeah, something like that. It's a weekend, last weekend in April. I just kind of show up on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of a thing.
Can't wait. And in the meantime, we're going to be doing, you know, considerable amount of talking about what the Cowboys will do at 26 in the big Cowboy topics. It's time now for an NFL draft. Big board report. We go to NFL expert Daniel Jeremiah, NFL.com. This guy's good.
DJ.
And he just posted one. This is post-NFL free agency week one. So a lot of things have been decided already. There's only a few key players that might impact the draft remaining that are going to go to other teams. And Daniel Jeremiah going with a position that I love, the defensive tackle Mozzie Smith out of Michigan. I think a name that Tolo should get more familiar with, a good athlete with power. Guys, what would the Cowboys be thinking if they go ahead and take Mozzie Smith at 26? Would you like it?
I like Mozzie, especially if you don't bring back a guy like Hankins. You know, for me, that's people that ask, like, hey, is there somebody in the draft that if the Cowboys don't fill the Hankins role that you could take? Now, he's a guy that you're probably going to have to take in the first round, as Daniel Jeremiah had the Cowboys mocked there. But at Michigan, I thought he was a stud. Now, it was interesting because TCU's Steve Avila, I thought he won the battle between the two of them in the bowl game with TCU and Michigan. I thought that was probably the best that I saw Steve Avila play. I liked him a lot. But I like Mozzie. I think he's a guy that is great against the run. He's an anchor. He's that true trash can full of dirt type of guy in the middle of your line. He keeps your linebackers clean. But also, I think he does have a little bit of wiggle. Like he's a one tech, but I think he can give you a little bit of pass rush, which is why I personally, early on, I thought him and Ika were going to be guys that people were debating about. It seems like Ika's falling a little bit. But I thought Mozzie was better. I'm not against the Mozzie Smith pick. And I know some people are just like, oh, it's a Michigan defensive lineman. What about Taco? Don't scout the helmet. Mozzie Smith is a good player. He's much better than Taco was.
Yeah, it's a really nice helmet to scout, by the way, the Michigan helmet. I enjoy that. Cool, yeah. This guy could push the pocket from the middle, too. I mean, you know, and it's just not just straight ahead power. I think Zach's got him right. He's got some move to him, you know, size, athletic ability, a lot of positive things about this player.
I'm sold. I love that. I would be shocked if the Cowboys take a one technique, but with Mike McCarthy coaching the team now, I think it's more likely than it ever was under Jason Garrett. It seems like their philosophies are shifting on a number of things.
Yeah, that's, you know, the whole thing, if you were under the Rod Marinelli administration, this wouldn't even be a discussion.
Yeah, he's not spending money on that.
He ain't taking a one.
Man, if Dan Quinn likes a guy, it seems like he's got an ear in that room.
Yeah.
And if he decides, like, hey, all right, Mozzie Smith's there, let's go ahead and snag this dude. I need some help in the interior of the line. Let's go
we
get
have
him.
Reason to believe Dan Quinn does like him.
Now, this
he's not one of the guys that I saw him go and work out personally.
No.
So I can't confirm that.
Yeah, this kid also, though, he had a gun charge against him in October.
He did.
That needs to be cleaned up, or you need to figure out what that situation is.
And that followed him to the college football playoff. Yeah. He was asked about that quite a bit, but yeah. I thought he handled himself very well in those interviews.
Okay, names on the board behind Mozzie Smith in Daniel Jeremiah's mock. Would you rather have Quentin Johnston, TCU? Tackle Darnell Wright from Tennessee.
Ooh.
Or the Notre Dame tight end Michael Mayer still on the board.
Okay, for me,
Johnson, Mayer, and then
Wright.
Wright's the best player of the bunch for me.
Okay.
I think Darnell Wright is a guy. Now,
Tennessee offensive tackle.
That'd be awesome. And you watch him against some of the top pass rushers in this draft
class. Will Anderson. Alabama.
B.J. Ojolari, LSU. Yeah,
right.
And I thought he handled his own. He was one of the few tackles that I saw be able to really stonewall both those guys. Yeah. I think Darnell Wright is a stud. I would love to have him. But now, what do you do with your offensive line? I don't know. Can he play guard?
He's a true tackle.
I think he is,
really
too.
Is, yeah.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of exciting possibilities there at 26.
There are.
Yeah.
Like the Cowboys are going to end up having their pick of a number of talented players. Who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us again. With the guy that everybody else thinks should be a third rounder, it'll actually be good. Okay, we go to Mel Kiper, unless you have something else to add to that, Brian.
Nope.
We go to Mel Kiper here. It's the NFL Draft Big Board Report. He has the first player being C.J. Stroud, then Bryce Young, then Indy moving up for a quarterback, and it's getting all crazy there, taking Will Levis at 3, and then he's got Will Anderson Jr. at 4. But you come down here to 26, you want to know who Mel Kiper, draft expert, has the Cowboys taken? Well, it's the defensive end from Northwestern, Mr. Adebowore.
Yeah, this...
Say it. Can you say it?
Adebowore.
Is that right?
Adetomia Adebowore. And I hope I'm saying that right. I've been trying to practice this. So
good,
I watched,
Gavin. That was good.
Watched him against Nebraska, and then I went back and saw him against Duke in 2021. This is a reach pick for me at 26. This is overhyped because the dude crushed it at the combine. This is one of those things where the workout warrior doesn't necessarily match the tape that you see. I see upside. I see potential. But I don't see a first-round player.
Might be a better tackle than he is an end.
I thought he was better. His most impressive pass rushes came when he had to stunt inside, or they just lined him up completely as a defensive tackle.
Mel mentioned that.
His size might be why people don't want to just play him outright. At defensive tackle, at 6'2". But I think that might be his best position moving forward.
This might be our era's Mike Mamula. And when I say Mike Mamula, go back. If you don't know who Mike Mamula was, he was a defensive end from Boston College that blew the combine up and was taken 7th overall by the Philadelphia Eagles and wasn't that good of a player. Hmm. And so this might be... I think this kid is more maybe a slate 2 or a 3 when it comes to...
I see that.
And I think it would be a reach to take him at 26.
That Mike Mamula is the classic cautionary tale, isn't
it? That is. If you don't know who Mike Mamula is from Boston College, Google him, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, Mel Kiper with the 26th pick, taking the DN from Northwestern, still on the board, Bijan Robinson, who goes the next pick to the Bills. Darnell Washington, a tight end from Georgia that we've talked a lot about. 6'7", 270. Brian Breece, the defensive tackle, Clemson. Kancey, the defensive tackle, Pittsburgh going to the Eagles. Yeah. So that's who's on the board in Mel Kiper's
mock. I'd rather probably taking all those guys.
Really?
Every one of them.
Wow. Okay.
Every one of them.
That's quite a bit of disagreement with Mel Kiper, who's not necessarily at the top of his game. You know, he's more of a celebrity. You know, Jerry Jones would love him if he was running a TV network. He'd be like, Mel Kiper's my first analyst because everybody recognizes him. But the hardcore mock people are like, oh, Mel Kiper, what the hell's he know?
I'll say this, though, Gavin.
Yeah.
To his defense, he had Tyler Smith before anybody else.
Yeah, yeah, he knows people.
I don't know. Maybe he might know this Northwestern guy.
Maybe he does. Maybe the Cowboys are like, you idiots, we love this guy.
There's a side of me that I absolutely agree with you.
I told you Jerry loved him.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, he had the pick right. You know, so, yeah, he had it before a lot of other people.
Okay, we go to CBS Sports' Josh Edwards. And he's got Luke Musgrave tied in Oregon State. Good opportunity to rank the tight ends here for you guys. Why is Kincaid getting so much more love than Musgrave of Oregon State or the Notre Dame guy?
Injury, probably.
Yeah, I think Musgrave, the issue with him is the injury. And I guess that checked out at the combine. I think everything was okay with him. The production's just there with Dalton Kincaid. I mean, I just think he had to be the go-to target, and he excelled. And to me, the tape's just overall better when I watch Dalton Kincaid. I've got him as my best guy. Mayer is like the baby Gronk. He's more of a physical big. You can move him around, play him outside at receiver. Can also play in the slot. But I think Kincaid's just the best all around. Musgrave's interesting. 6'6", he's huge. Big wingspan. Runs really well. Kind of a slender frame. But I don't think he's as good of a blocker as the other two when you're talking about complete players.
Mm. Yeah, this guy is like Zach was talking about. I mean, he is one of those guys that can separate and route. You watch him run routes, and it's like you see separation. There's a lot of times these tight ends are kind of lumbery, the way they run.
Like
the way
Darnell Washington?
Yeah, the way they move. This kid's not that guy.
That's what you want in a tight end. They are dynamic athletes in this game, and if you don't have that, I think, as a prerequisite for the job, then I don't know what the hell you're doing. Do you really see tight end as that big of a need with Ferguson and Hendershot?
I don't see it as a massive need where it's like, oh, man, you've got to make sure you address this. I think both those guys together can combine to give you the Dalton Schultz replacement there. Ooh, but really? We almost had a little bit of a slip. But I do think these guys are special. Like, this is just a special class of tight ends. You don't have to take one in the first round because I think there's guys you could find value with later on in the draft. But Dak also does just like throwing to the tight end, and I think that's another way that you can help Dak Prescott.
Got it right.
I don't know why you need somebody else, to be honest with you. I think with Ferguson and Hendershot, they are athletic enough. You know, you see them going up to make plays and turning with a look in their eyes and a body posture that says, I'm the hunter here. You're the hunted defensive back. I think these guys are coming for a big breakout year. And if you add to that room, Wolchuk, to your point, and you make it even more sick, then maybe, you know, they could have an embarrassment of riches with, you know, three great, great wide receivers making plays and three quality tight ends. And that could be a lot of fun. KD Drummond posted a mock. He's going with the edge from Georgia. Nolan Smith says he's just too good to pass up. Is he going to be there at 26?
That's what we were talking about. We were in the Krusty's corner. We were talking about if you felt like that he got to 24, would you make a small move to try and go get him? I think I would be on that. I'd be on that train.
Same.
Yeah,
I feel like defensive end is one of those spots that you're fixed at right now and you're feeling good, especially with Fowler coming back. We just got that news an hour ago. But Tank's going to be 31 at the end of his contract and stuff, and you got to have a plan. You know, hopefully they can do another contract with Tank and he can be that veteran pass rusher, 33, 34 years old, aging well for you. But you can't count on that. And if there's a really good talent sitting there at 26, you stack him up like club sandwiches, Brian. You taught me that.
You're right. That's absolutely the way you would go. So if he, in fact, would get to you at 26, you know, as much as I love Bijan Robinson, I would surely consider him. I think that would be really difficult for me to kind of choose between the two. I love Robinson, but, man, Smith, I think, could be dynamic for you.
All right, what's the best we can hope for in the rest of this Mavs season? Bobby Carella, Mavs.com, joins us. Is there any hope for this bunch as the season winds down? It's next year in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.